Other announcements are listed there in your bulletin. Just make note of those. Opportunities for the week there on the back. Several things that are happening in the life of our church. There is no evening activities for youth. Make note of that. I think that's all. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are going to come down the aisles now. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. The ushers are going to recognize you. Raise them up high so they can see you. Y'all can go on and start passing those out. They're going to pass out a packet of information. Inside that packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church and a little bit of the history of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship today. Our ushers are a little shorter than normal, but they do a great job. We are thankful for the opportunity that College Park gives our children to lead in worship, and it's an exciting time for our kids and for their families, and we look forward to what God is going to do in this service. As it continues to be a great tradition as we have the Advent reading and the lighting of the Advent wreath, and we invite now the Baber family to come.
The first reading comes from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 12. In that day you will sing, "I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day you will sing, 'Thank the Lord, praise his name. Tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy, for great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you.'"
The New Testament reading comes from the book of John, chapter 16, verses 19 through 24. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn into joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born unto the world. So, with you now is your time to grieve, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me for anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Now we will light the candle of joy.
Around the world, people are worshiping. Behind me in the candle that is lit, the raising of our international missions offering reminds me this morning that the $8,000 that we've raised so far of our goal, that there are children who need to hear the good news. And this morning, your children get to tell the good news. So I invite you in this time of worship, as they lead us, that this is not a performance, that this is our children leading us to the throne of God. Let us prepare for worship.
We invite you to share in our responsive reading.
Well, we'll read the light print, and we invite you to read the dark print with me.
"Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come before him singing with joy.
Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his.
We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go to his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good.
His unfailing love continues forever,
and his faithfulness continues to each generation."
Join love.
Let us pray. The Lord Jesus, light of the world, John told the people to prepare for us when you were very near. As Christmas grows closer day by day, help us to be ready to welcome you now. Come into the sanctuary and be with us as we worship you. We hope you love every minute of our worship service. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Y'all can be seated. Don't they look cute? Oh, y'all couldn't even sing that song, could you? Because they were walking up here. Don't we have the best news ever? Isn't that what we've been talking about? The best news ever. Can y'all do that with me? The best news ever. Can y'all do that with me? The best news ever. That's all we've talked about. The angels and the shepherds and how they told the greatest story. Jesus is born. That's what we're going to sing about. There are words to this great song that are in your bulletin. Okay, so there's no excuse for you not to sing. And they're going to be doing motions, but the only motion that you need to be able to do. You can hold the words in one hand, and you can do the thumbs up in the other. Can y'all practice that with me? The best news ever. All right, are y'all ready to sing this?
Yeah.
All right, they're ready to hear it.
Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the New International Version. I will first read Luke 1, 39 through 45. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed you are among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.
I will be reading verses 46 through 56. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear in him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away in empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Let us pray. Father Creator, everything on earth is yours. We have nothing that can make you richer, for it all comes from you in the first place. But what we have, we bring. We understand that we live, give thanks only to you, and that without you, we have nothing and can do nothing. Father Redeemer, everything on earth is doubly yours, though it belonged to you in the first place. We have treated it as ours, refusing to recognize you as the one who gave everything to us. But you sent your Son to claim what was yours from the beginning, and he showed the world how much he loved by coming to Bethlehem so long ago. Thank you for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
This is the Sunday of joy. We are filled with joy as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Scripture tells us the Word became flesh. Jesus is the Word.
We study the Word Scripture not to simply grow in our Bible knowledge, but to grow closer to our Lord, Jesus Christ.
Let's breathe life into all of Scripture. It is useful for teaching us what is true. It is useful for correcting our mistakes. It is useful for making our lives whole again. It is useful for training us to do what's right. 2 Timothy chapter 3:16.
We know that Jesus is alive in every word of the Bible, even beginning in the Old Testament before he appeared on earth. The Bible is his story from beginning to end.
In Genesis, he is the light of the world, the creator of all things.
In Exodus,
he is the Passover lamb that delivers his children.
In Leviticus, he is the high priest who connects God and man.
In Numbers,
he is the cold and fire that led people through the desert.
In Deuteronomy,
he is the prevailing prophet.
In Joshua,
he is the captain of our Savior.
In Judges, he is the great judge of the living and the dead.
In Ruth,
he is the king's man who rules the lost and the lonely.
First and Second Samuel,
he is the voice of truth in the middle of the night.
First and Second Kings,
he is the one true king.
First and Second Chronicles,
he is the holy one.
In Ezra, he is the faithful one.
In Nehemiah,
he is the rebuilder of broken walls.
In Esther, he is the rescuer in a time of need.
In Job,
he is the great shepherd.
In Psalms,
he is the great shepherd.
In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes,
he is the wisdom of God.
In the Song of Solomon, he is the banner of unconditional love that is over us.
In Isaiah,
he is the suffering servant.
In Jeremiah,
he is the resurrection and life, the dry bones.
In Ezekiel,
he is the resurrection and the life to the dry bones.
In Daniel,
he is the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
In Hosea, he is the bridegroom who never stops loving.
In Joel,
he is the salvation for all.
In Amos,
he is the burden bearer and the Lord lifter.
In Obadiah,
he is the mighty Savior.
In Jonah,
he is the God of second chances.
In Micah,
he is the messenger of good news.
In Nahum, he is the restorer of justice.
In Habakkuk,
he is the interceder for the broken.
In Zephaniah,
he is the strength for the weak and the helpless.
In Haggai,
he's the cleaning fountain.
In Zechariah,
he is the pierced Son of God.
In
Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness.
The Son of God is woven into each of these Old Testament books. The New Testament shows us his life, how he died to save us, and how he rose again and sent the Holy Spirit to be with us always.
He is the miracle worker,
the Son of God,
the Savior of man,
the Son of God.
He is the gift of our salvation.
We have every reason to be filled with joy. From Genesis to Revelation, God is our hope.
Jesus is our hope. He is alive in every word of it, on every page.
And he is alive in us.
We are filled with joy. Join us in worshiping and praising our Savior by singing Joy to the World with us. You will find the words inserted in your bulletin. Please stand and sing with us.
Y'all can be seated for just a moment. Every time I see these children, it is an unspeakable joy, you guys, for us to be able to listen to you guys lead us in worship. You know, the story, you told it so well, didn't they? From the very beginning.
God knew every hair on your head. He knew everything about you. He knew everything about you and me. And he knew the story that was going to be made and the greatest news ever told. Thank you for leading us. Now, in a few days, how many days till the big day? I knew they would know. Now, you're going to be excited, right? We get excited. We can't sleep the night before. I want you to be that excited. Moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, prayer partners. I want you to be that excited about the news about Jesus. Santa Claus is great. And we have fun. But the real story is Jesus, right? And you taught us that and reminded us of that this morning. So that morning, Christmas morning, when you're opening the presents and you're having fun with your family, remember, the greatest story ever told was Jesus. Thank you for leading us in worship this morning. Just an incredible job. Thank you to the Sunday school teachers, the mission leaders, the choir leaders, the prayer partners, the adults that got them here for rehearsals. Thank you to the people of College Park to offer this time to them. I'm thankful for the staff who trust our children's ministry leaders to give them this opportunity. I want to say thank you to Jesse specifically. Where's Jesse at? Jesse filled in for his brother this morning. Jack is sick, so Jesse filled in for him, did a great job. All of our speakers did just an incredible job. Thank you for leading us, and we're excited about what's coming in the next couple weeks as we prepare for Christmas. Leaders, you're the best. Absolutely the best. And we love you, and we thank you so much. We're going to sing another hymn now. And that will get us to our benediction to finish our service out. The kids are going to be up here at the end of the service, and we invite you to come give them a high five, give them a hug. Money is okay. That's fine. Make sure you put 10% of the offering plate, and the rest can go to the kids. We're excited about what they have done today. Let us continue in singing our As you leave the sanctuary today, we have a small gift that the children would like to give to you. So make sure you get one of those as you leave. Catherine.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so much for today and this worship service. We love being with you here at church. Help us prepare for Jesus' birth in our hearts. Give us the strength to live out there the joy we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.